Central Park West, John Coltrane from his album Coltrane's Sound, came out in 1964. Thanks very much for listening. My name is Dan. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours here on Jazz on WPSU. Today's show completely dedicated to songs about the Big Apple, New York City. So that was Central Park West by John Coltrane. And coming up next, another classic. Here's Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Take the A-Train.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey, come on along, listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The Copacabana Birdland to the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock by your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. good night. Baby, good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. But listen to the lullaby of old.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going around that some of you good people want to leave this town. But you better consult with me before you go.
Why?
'Cause I've been all these places and I know.
Chicago?
Chicago's all right. It's got Wrigley Field and Soldiers Field and Marshall Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the handsomes in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark. That's why New York's my home. Never let me leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
What about Hollywood?
Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway train. You seldom find a taxi when it rains. That's why New York's my home. Keep your California. New York's my home, sweet home.
Gee, what's happening in St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis blues. And one of our large rivers run by. But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet. That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's on an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bowery of the Bronx. It hasn't got a Harlem honky-tonk. That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. I said save your railroad fare. I say you better save your time and trouble, brother. Yeah, save your railroad fare. Cause when you leave New York, yeah, let me say you ain't gone nowhere.
New York's my home, Ray Charles from his album The Genius Hits the Road. That came out in 1960. If I'm not mistaken, Ray Charles found that tune after it was recorded by Sammy Davis Jr. I actually just learned of the song myself after seeing it performed by Buster Poindexter. He was doing a residency at City Winery in New York, oddly enough, and performed that tune at his concert, and it was interesting to see. I like that song. Before that, Tony Bennett from his album Jazz. The song was The Lullaby of Broadway. And prior to that, Duke Ellington's classic, Take the A Train. I was actually down in New Orleans a couple weeks ago for vacation. I saw some performers play at Preservation Hall, a very famous jazz venue down there, and one of the requested songs was Take the A Train, which I wanted to request, but I thought, isn't that a little too cliche to request Take the A Train? But fortunately, someone else's pride did not get the best of them, and it was requested. And it was a lovely rendition to hear while seeing a performance at Preservation Hall. Thanks for listening to WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Warriors Mark and 106.7 in Altoona. Jazz is supported by your annual membership in WPSU and by Spectacles, 138 West College Avenue State College. Comprehensive service including testing for digital eye syndrome by optometrist Julie Halua. Information at 234-7788. Up next, we're going to go into a song with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. This is them doing the standard by Vernon Duke. Here's Autumn in New York.
The odds were 100-1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incense me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned. Far from history, I headline. How many, many times the wine had turned. They all laugh at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laugh when Edison recorded sound. They all laugh at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi Wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laugh at me, warning you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change the tune. Yes, they all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us in how. Oh, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat. Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughter busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me, wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. Never get together, darling. Let's take a bow. For ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They laughed at me, warning you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating.
Darling, let's take a bow.
Who's got the last laugh?
Let's pass laugh. Oh, oh, oh. Who's got the last laugh now?
Mm-hmm.
Autumn in Washington Square, that was the Dave Brubeck Quartet from their album Jazz Impressions of New York. Certainly a good album to look at when looking for jazz songs about New York. Before that, Autumn in New York, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, the New York Autumn Songs double punch there. Next, let's go into a newer jazz song. I found this guy in doing research for the show. I hadn't heard of him before, but his name is Matt Ray. And this is a song off of his album Lost in New York, and it's called Green Street Blues.
Thank you.
Central Park Blues, that was Nina Simone from her album Little Girl Blue that came out in 1958. An instrumental song from Nina Simone. As much as I love her voice, I thought that was a nice instrumental tune from her. The song was actually recorded in one take. The record company needed one more song for the album, and so Nina pretty much wrote it right on the spot, inspired by a photo shoot they had done for the album cover earlier that day. Before that, The New York Times by Bobby Humphrey. Oddly enough, a song that I discovered through a recommendation by hip-hop artist Tyler, the Creator, which I imagine a lot of our jazz audience might not be familiar with his work. And prior to that, Green Street Blues by Matt Ray. This is WPSU, heard in Tyrone at 91.5 and in Treasure Lake at 95.1. Now let's go into another song. We just played Central Park Blues. Let's go into another song about a park in New York. Different kind of park. This is a song by Grover Washington Jr. called Gramercy Park. Broadway Romance, Dave Brubeck again from his album Jazz Impressions of New York. Before that, Broadway by Count Basie. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.